Gain your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
It's going to make you jump out of a window and rape white women.
Desi.
I was wrong. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out and I received some oral attention.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM. Channel 1.
Oh my God, 3 days ago we were complaining about it being too damn cold and now it's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
God damn, it was like 90 something degrees today.
Well, it's summer now.
Yes, baby.
It's hot like all day.
I cannot hate on it. I love the summer. I love the summer. Just like this song says, the girls in California, Los Angeles. For anybody who has never been to Los Angeles before, and just experience the beauty that we have in our beautiful, fair little town.
The smog in the air.
Yes, fuck it.
We're gonna die at 43.
We're gonna die at 43 or get raped by some pack of, according to Mel Gibson, a pack of niggers. Within nobody
okay.
knows the story.
You know what's funny is that I don't want to like this song, but for some reason I catch myself singing it.
Right?
I hate it. I didn't want to like it. Fuck Katy Perry, but like seriously,
the song is the shit. Cause Snoop is on it.
I know, cool, but it's so catchy.
Teddy.
But
Snoop Dogg. So trip out on the way up here. I was actually I was listening to the radio and they were saying that gonna go around real quick. 34% of women do something the first thing they do in the morning before they do anything. Desi and Robert, I want to see if you guys know, what do 34%, which is 1 in 3 women, what's the first thing that 34% of women do before they do anything?
Wait, let me guess before you say anything, Destiny. Let's see. They get up and they probably go wash their face or pee.
Which one?
I'm gonna go with pee.
Okay, you say pee. Robert says pee. Desi.
I brush my teeth.
That's
the first thing when I get up. I brush my teeth and I go to the restroom.
Okay, so you guys are kind of
which one do you do first?
That's what I would.
I brush my teeth. No, no, actually, no. I go to the restroom.
That's what I would think. But ladies and gentlemen. And this shows what times we're in. 34% of women, the first thing.
Tim, what did you going to guess?
I was going to say masturbate.
That's guys.
No, I don't even think of that in the morning.
Shit. I can't start work without a session.
I know a couple
session.
Girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't start work without a session. Shit. I'd be in the bathroom for like the first 10 minutes. But 34% of women check their Facebook page.
What?
34% of
women. I'm not surprised.
Check their
Facebook
page.
Okay, I used to have a computer. Well, yeah, that's what I was doing.
Okay, yeah, now I check my Facebook before I go pee sometimes.
Yeah, I did that. You know what? I agree.
let's introduce who's here in the room right now.
A few shows ago, we had this great little segment on our show called Katie's Corner.
Yeah.
I want to give a nice Oddcast welcome to Katie from Katie's Corner.
Hello, everybody.
I've been wanting to meet you for weeks now, Katie. It's a pleasure to meet you,
it's
sweetheart.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, too.
You are.
Hello.
Yeah, we were cracking up. Maybe we could play that later, her little rant that she did.
You're making me blush over here.
Yeah, she's fucking
hilarious.
I'm
getting rosy-cheeked.
We also got a few people in the house. We got hot manager Denise. And how you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, guys.
And we also have a friend of mine who I actually haven't seen in a few years. And we go way back, and we got some crazy stories. We're going to talk about some crazy stories later. I want you to give a nice Oddcast welcome to my boy Angelo. What's up, Angelo?
What up, Dusty? What up?
What's up? What's up? So, summertime, baby. And we're fucking...
It's hot as fuck.
Yes.
I live upstairs now.
And see...
And it's hot as hell. I'd rather be outside than inside the house.
See, I'd rather be like... Why it's 2010? Why do we not have like an air conditioner that just covers up the whole city or planet
just like a
or
dome.
Something?
Just a dome.
Exactly. Why it's 2010? Like when I was 8 years old, we were gonna have flying cars by the year 2000 and shit like that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Jesus Christ, dude. Somebody needs to pick it up. Who do I write? Who do I email? Because we're really slipping on this, dude. No, seriously. It's going to be 2011.
You're wishing my life away. Don't say that.
It's 2010, babe. You gotta deal with it.
Well, it's not 2011, so you hush.
Oh. Damn, but you know what?
True. We're all dying in 2012.
If exactly. Math, you know, if math is correct, we're closer to 2011 than we are to 2009.
Okay, nice, Dusty.
Yeah, never
nice.
Mind.
See, that's what happens when
everybody's like,
you brought
down.
Me this shit. What'd you?
Hey, look. I got pulled up Katie's Corner.
Oh,
you
yes.
Hear it?
Yes, please. Actually, I do.
I was not expecting this to happen. I was like, we were done fucking, and we were like laying on our side, and we were spooning, and like we were watching. I was like getting into the X-Files, and all of a sudden, just like bam! Like I feel fooling around, and I'm like, okay, maybe he's gonna stick it in. Like whatever, I don't really care. But then like bam, you know? And I was just like, no, that does not go there. That does not go there. Wrong hole. I'm sorry. No.
That's the part.
So, I decided a long time ago. The very first time that I had a cock shoved up my ass, that I never really wanted to do it ever again. Like, ever. Not even for the person that I love. Like, with all my heart, my soulmate. I will never get fucked in the ass ever. I don't want cum in my asshole ever. Your ass is not supposed to be any wider than your pinky. If it is, that's wrong. That shit is non-elastic. It doesn't shrink back. It's so... I can't do it. I cannot do it myself.
See, dude,
freaking way.
And I posted something on my Facebook page not too long ago, actually yesterday, about anal sex. And every woman in here, I'm gonna venture to say, has heard. But Desi, have you ever heard the phrase, "Come on, baby, just the tip"?
Yeah.
Thank you. I would say let's go around the room. I'm not gonna ask if you guys have anal sex or not, but I'm just gonna ask: have you ever heard the phrase, "Come on, baby, just the tip"?
I've definitely
Katie
heard that
has heard that probably
heard that.
Numerous times. And Hot Manager Denise, how many times have I told you, "Hey, baby, just the tip"?
One too many.
Yeah.
Last night.
Exactly. I'm still trying, guys. Still trying.
On the way over in the car, bargaining for later.
No, but I mean, honestly, I'm not really into anal sex. We do it. You know,
I beg to differ.
I'll stick my booty in. I mean, my finger in her booty or something. But that's about it. Gotta put you on blast, baby. This is. I'll stick my finger in your butt, right?
I learned something new about your sex life every podcast.
Wow.
You got to.
And so does everyone else.
I apologize for him. I'm sure you don't want to know.
Thanks again.
It is funny to know sometimes.
See? And I'm all about what?
Well, I'm scared
fun.
Sometimes because sometimes I don't know what he said.
You should
he might
listen
be telling
to the podcast.
Truth, or he might be lying. You never know. That's what's scary.
Yeah. Are you not his friend on Facebook?
Am I his friend?
Yeah, but yeah. She has to check
yes,
her Facebook.
But
she's
I have
not.
To like remove, delete, oh. Do not tag that photo.
Oh my
yeah.
God!
We went to Vegas a couple days ago and took a picture
right.
of her.
What happened in Vegas?
Oh well, we took a nice picture of her. You'll see it on my Facebook page. Of her holding a 12-inch black. But it's on Facebook, so that doesn't work anymore, baby. No, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas goes on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
There is not.
No, we visited a sex shop, and, you know, we yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, she's all.
Wait, tell
yeah,
me,
that's
tell
nothing,
me about
right?
That.
See, exactly. See, she's a freak.
Wait. Come on, tell us about that a little bit.
Didn't you see Hot Intern Tara? We had big black
yeah,
gold
Hot Intern.
I did see yeah. She was in your picture.
Hot Intern Tara and Denise posing with 18-inch
Tara
black
was
dildos.
Lucky she got the rabbit.
She got the, but it's the new and improved rabbit or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
What's so new and improved about it?
What is new and improved about it?
It's it's bigger, you know, it's and yes, yeah, it looks
doesn't
weird.
It have like a remote and yeah. shit? Yeah, my friend had one.
What's that?
I think my friend had one. Does it have a remote?
Yeah, I believe it does, yeah, because it was a big-ass package, right? Go ahead, step over, Angela. Come and sit over here.
That's supposed to be the best vibrator ever.
Yeah, and I still haven't got you one because I can never remember if it's the rabbit, the jackrabbit, the fucking...
That's the vibrator that my mom has, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she's got the orange rabbit. I've seen it one too many times. She's always like,
"Oh my God, hold
you know,
on.
If I need my passport for some reason," she's like, "Oh, it's in the bottom drawer, you know, next to my dildo." And I'm like, "Mom, really?
Okay.
You don't need to
wow.
know."
Okay. Since you're
awkward.
Since you're so open.
Okay.
No, have you ever caught your mom?
No, I've never.
Really?
I've caught
so
my mom
just seen
having
it in
sex
the drawer.
With my stepdad, but I've never caught my mom with the rabbit.
On her cooch. Okay.
On her cooch.
Okay.
No.
Checking. Just checking.
Wow.
Interesting. Very
Another good. Interesting fact, ladies, when you get older, your pubes, when they go gray, they go straight, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson learned.
Yeah. As a man who's seen some MILF porn, I would have to say.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're the one doing 70-year-old or some shit, right?
One time 12 years ago. Okay?
I remember. It's, sorry.
Dang. Are you going to hold me up to that forever, Desi?
Yes.
Jesus.
As long as I remember. Do until I that brain cell pops and I forget, then.
Okay, fuck. How do we make that? How do we, anybody, how do we make brain cells pop?
Acid, man.
Give her some more weed.
No
I
acid.
Need another hash brown.
You want some acid?
You should throw on some acid, man.
You did. You, when you got
Break
here, you
Break down your ego and become one with the universe for a little while.
There
you won't remember that shit ever again.
Wow.
Timothy
It'll
Leary in the flesh.
It'll become nonsensical to remember it.
Timothy Leary in the flesh. So when you got here, Desi, your eyes were red as stop signs.
I ate a hash brownie. I ate a hash brownie after I left work. And I'm like, oh, it's probably not going to do anything because I eat like lots of edibles and it doesn't really do much. Yeah, I get here and I'm fucked up.
Damn, yeah.
But I'm okay now. I'm a little slow, but I'm okay now.
Yeah. So you drove on the hash brownie. Just be honest.
Yeah, I was okay.
Was it like, when did you peak? Because when you got here.
Oh,
here.
I was driving like when as I was getting here. I was like, wow, am I ever going to get there? Like, doo-doo. And I swear I felt like, I don't know, when as I was driving, it just felt like I was driving really, I don't know.
Like
my car was just driving really smooth, actually. It was
really?
Like, woo, on the freeway.
Yeah, see, that's not good because you're really crashing into people.
I wasn't crashing into anybody.
Okay. Damn,
I'm
dude.
More cautious when I'm high on my brownies or
dude,
whatever.
If you're like me, I can't drive on edibles. I really can't. That shit gets me just first of all, I'm going to go to sleep. And you guys know what I do before I go to sleep because I talk about it on every show.
Masturbate.
Yeah, so... It's kind of awkward when
Is
I'm around people.
Is that sad that we knew that?
You guys know me.
I don't even know you, but I guessed
See?
It.
See?
It's written all over your
See?
Face.
Just from the first
and
5 minutes of the
on
show.
Your jeans. I'm just kidding. I'm
you
totally
know what?
Joking.
No, I'm crying inside, but I feel you.
I wrote it there on the way in, actually.
You bastards. I'm not just some masturbating 70-year-old woman fucking guy. I have feelings, too.
Really?
You do?
Yes.
In the head of your penis, right?
Tell us all about him.
Only in his penis.
You guys don't even know what I've been through.
No, and the balls, not just the penis.
Yeah.
Let's not be discriminatory.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I forgot about one.
The whole genital area.
Yeah. But we had a great time in Vegas, let's just say. Got nice and twisted.
Really?
Very twisted.
I guess that means you really don't want to get into it then.
No.
Wow.
It's one of those, apparently I did this, apparently we did that.
Oh, a hangover moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are pictures. There are pictures that tell you what you did.
Yeah, and
you don't remember what you did.
Yeah, unless you look at the pictures, and I unfortunately deleted all those. So and you can't put some of them on Facebook because they involve
nudity.
Hey.
Oh wow.
Just
blackmail pictures.
I really want to know what this story is.
His brother has some of me. So
yeah. So we up. Let's just all say we all have something on each other right now.
Wow.
So we're bonded for life because I know shit about you. You know shit about me. He knows shit about her. So, but what happens in
it's
Vegas?
It's like I know what you did last Space summer.
Exactly.
Except I know what you did in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Wow.
And we can't talk about it on the show.
On that note.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut. Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
So, This is a school that I really want to be at. I don't think I'd ever hear myself say I want to be Asian. Nothing against the Asians, obviously, but I want to be a Chinese student in Japan because apparently a porn star is giving free sex to Chinese students in Japan.
What?
That's crazy. You're lying.
No, seriously. Apparently, it's a Japanese porn star named Suzuki recently took a break from porn to earn her doctorate in Japanese history. Achieving such a prestigious honor required that she write a graduate paper, the one she wrote entitled The History of the Japanese Invasion into China. Basically, she did a history story, and in the history story, she said, I'm going to give free sex to Chinese students for everything us Japanese have did to you.
What?
Reparations.
Now, is this an elementary school, middle
school,
high school?
No, this is college.
School?
These are college,
college.
Kids. Yeah,
okay.
Students still, though. But
who gives out sex? Wow.
Dude, it's God, why? I didn't have nobody like this in college.
I know. Where were these people when we wanted it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
That was going on in college. I'd be in college.
Yeah, exactly,
I second
dude.
That. I definitely second that because college, to me, was a club that you had to go to, but without the after sex.
Oh,
it's very true. You know what? Because college was about girls, and grades came later, unfortunately. High school too. That's how it is. That's why I didn't graduate college.
Oh, that's probably why I graduated with honors.
Because you were gay.
And I wasn't after girls.
Yeah.
See, the gays are going to rule the world one day, dude.
Yeah.
No, they really are.
Unfortunately for you.
What?
Unless you go gay.
Nah.
But then it wouldn't help you anyway. You're far too gone for that.
But I get eye fucked everywhere I go.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't? Okay.
Unless you will, you know, change your mind and actually, like, be with an older, we'll call him benefactor.
Nah.
And then you might make something of yourself.
You trying to pit me off, Denise?
You're always trying to pit me off, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a two-way street there.
She got you there.
She did, dude. She did. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. This story is weird. Florida woman gets wacky with weed-eating threat.
What?
Yeah. Says a Florida woman is accused of trying to whack her man with a weed rack. Whacker.
What the
fuck? Say that three times fast.
I know, right? Weed with the weed whacker, yeah. With the weed whacker, with the weed whacker, with the weed whacker, yeah. But I feel you.
Yeah, police say constant rows went after her live-in boyfriend when she came back from work and found him drunk. Says rows then threw a bunch of things at the man. I can't read this shit. I'm too high.
It's okay. Keep going. No, we love it. This is the last. I say it all the time.
I know.
God bless the LA school system.
Fuck you.
She graduated.
I can read. I'm just high. Anyways, it said.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Wow.
Oh, you guys are assholes. Whatever.
So basically, a woman fucked
some. Okay, police say Constance Rawl went after her live-in boyfriend when she came back from work and found him drunk.
Oh.
Rawls then threw a bunch of things at the man, Joe Flowers, that was his name, but missed him. Then bit him. And then ran out and came back with weed whacker. Rawls had been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weed whacker.
Oh, my.
Without intent to kill and battery.
See.
There you go. That's what I meant to say.
That sounds like a normal day in Los Angeles to me.
I'm going to guess it was down south. I'm going to say it was down south. Because if it was in L.A., it'd been more like a fucking tortilla maker or something. No, for real.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I seriously wouldn't doubt it. But do you guys know the story of Cleopatra?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm a nerd like you. I went to a white school, and I do know the Cleopatra story.
Okay, how did she die?
Snake bite.
No.
Right?
No, apparently Cleopatra, the last queen of Egypt, died from swallowing a lethal drug, cocktail, and not from a snake bite. According to a German historian and professor at the University of Trier, the legendary beauty queen was unlikely to have committed suicide by letting an Egyptian cobra sink into her flesh.
What?
There was no cobra in Cleopatra's death. They say that 200 years after Cleopatra's demise, they actually found evidence in like DNA samples or something that finds toxin.
A couple months ago, we did a story about King Tut. And remember, we thought King Tut died a certain way, but
right,
that's DNA, all this fucking DNA shit. They're realizing shit from millions of years ago. That's a trip. Or thousands of years ago.
Thousands.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
Hundreds of – no,
who would
not thousands.
Think to find that out.
These are scientists that do
wasting
this.
Wasting money on crap that doesn't matter anymore.
This is what we pay for. Yeah.
It's history. I mean, we're interested to know.
I find it cool, actually.
It's very cool. Don't get me wrong. It's very cool. Because
I'm a nerd like that. I'm a history nerd, dude. And the first thing he said, what did he say? He said, how did Cleopatra die? And I said, snake bite.
Right.
Because this is what we've been fed in school. So this is another thing that they can take out of the bullshit history books that we've been reading all these years.
Right.
Sorry, I get so emotional.
But you know what it
history.
Is? I think it's just like, you know, people who are into it, like people who may have, you know, decided to study about, you know, ancient Egypt and stuff like that. And just, you know, through constant research and looking at things and everything, they've actually found something that nobody else knew. So
very
it's,
true.
It's, you know. It can be a cool thing, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it could
be
a cool.
Good old America trying to prove someone wrong.
Exactly, see? We always got to be right, dude. We always got to be right. All right, speaking of something that the Jews and a lot of people don't find right, because it's not right at all, Adolf Hitler. How many people have named their kids Adolf after 1945? I'd say none.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's crazy. But apparently Bollywood, which has some hot chicks, by the way, is set to tackle Adolf Hitler's love life.
What?
What?
Yes. First-time Bollywood director Rakesh Kumar is producing a film depicting Adolf Hitler's last 10 days with his lover, Eva Braun, prior to their suicide. As you guys probably know, he committed suicide after realizing we're fucked, we're getting taken over, the good guys are winning. The movie's called it's called Dear Friend Hitler, in honor of how Gandhi once began a letter to the infamous dictator. Apparently Gandhi wrote the dictator. The film will throw away typical Bollywood film characteristics like the lip singing. I don't know if you guys ever seen it, but they do crazy exuberant dancing.
Right,
and shit
I've
like
seen
that.
It before.
Yeah, they're not
Channel
gonna do,
17 or 18.
Yeah, 18. 18. Good job. Channel. When you don't have cable, we know these channels.
Right, right.
Spanish is 34 and 52.
Right.
We know all these. Yeah.
Channel 28, yeah. KCET.
Exactly. Reading Rainbow.
Channel 30 is PAX.
I used to watch that.
Nice. Hey, PAX has some good shit. They play the Steve Urkel show, and they play like the
Family Matters.
Family Matters, the Steve Urkel show.
It has been a while, right?
Remind me to tell you later a funny story about Steve Urkel.
Tell me. I want to hear it now, goddammit. We're on it now.
All right, so my brother back in, I don't know, maybe he was 18, 19 years old. His girlfriend at the time decides to go off to college at UCLA. Wonderful UCLA. So
University occasions, Caucasians living with Asians.
That's University of Spoiled Children.
Is USC.
Right.
LA joke. Go ahead.
So he gets a phone call from his girlfriend one day. He goes, babe, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I've cheated. My brother is devastated. Anybody that knows my brother, he's stand-up guy.
Yep.
So he starts going off on a tantrum, you know, like any normal guy would do, and testosterone steps in, and he's just like, who is he? Who is he? I'll fuck him up right now.
Shit, damn. You know?
She goes, well, it's not that easy to tell you, but it's Jaleel White. Uh-huh. And my brother's heart just dropped. And
is this for real?
For real. The real Steve Urkel slept with my brother's ex.
Oh, so this is a real story. Whoa, that's what she was going to say. April Fool's, haha.
It's July,
what?
Dude.
Huh?
It's July.
I know, but I'm like, no.
He's so 2000 and late.
I am. That. I'm high as fuck. So, no.
True story.
Wow,
true
dude.
Story.
Wow.
Jaleel
White. Your brother's story. Ex-girlfriend cheated on him with Jaleel White.
Damn.
Steve Urkel.
Yeah. That's funny.
Wow, that's Steve. He got pussy.
Wow.
Because he was Stefan Urkel.
Well, yeah. Well, as Jaleel White, he's
Urkel.
Stefan.
Damn, that's a cold story.
And that was my first question. Was he Steve Urkel or Stefan Urkel?
And she said, no, he's regular.
Oh, God.
No.
So, that's terrible.
True story. And,
damn.
I think we should start a Fuck Jaleel White campaign.
You know what? We should start a Facebook group, dog.
Let's do
Fuck Jaleel White for sleeping on my homeboy's brother's girlfriend.
But it's kind of foul because every time that show would come on, I'd call him downstairs.
And
I'd call him downstairs, and I'd sneak into his bedroom and turn on that TV show, and he'd go back in his room. And
that's cool.
But he laughs about it now. He laughs about it now, so it's all in good fun.
Oh,
he laughs about
no.
It.
I know the song, too. Ethan TV. Something like
she
that.
Tell him to do the Urkel dance.
Can you do the Urkel dance?
Whatever. No, I can't do the Urkel dance.
There you go. Robert, give it to
something
me.
Something the paper boy.
Evening TV. Everybody knows Evening TV. That's the only part everybody knows.
I always just mumbled the whole thing.
It's your old familiar friends.
Yeah, but hey, you look. Yeah. There you go. <Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun>. So, yeah. There's a heart to keep a bone
over.
Okay, oh well. Let's move on.
Anyway.
That's messed up, dude. My heart goes out.
You're in my next story.
I am? What? Don't
you
even.
You were caught sleeping with horses.
Oh, what? Dude. What kind of image are you putting out there for me?
Yeah, it's bad enough when you're caught having sex with a horse, but it's even... But it's when you've been nailed for while nailing several horses, you've reached an all-time low. Dusty, that sucks.
Twice. See, Dusty, that's not even cool.
Police in Georgia say a 37-year-old
Georgia.
Brian Christopher Jordan was caught having sex with horses last week by the animal's owner. Police say he was clad only in dirty pajama bottoms, and then he smelled worse than the horses.
Not once, but fucking twice. Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah, and they said it was just another arrest.
Another day in Georgia.
Yeah,
how many
exactly.
We got on the books today? 17 people caught with horses?
It's 20.
Damn. Somebody
because it was over, 20 pounds or 40 pounds or something?
Yeah, what was that? That's Washington. That's on the West Coast.
Oh.
Once again, for anybody who doesn't know, in the state of Washington, it is okay to have sex with an animal as long as it's an animal under 40 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy, a law, right? That's a law crazy. On the books.
Crazy.
I just want to know who thought of that law. Like, why did that law even show up on the books?
Because somebody, like, was into bestiality.
Exactly. That. Oh, my God.
They're trying to retract all the suicides, maybe?
Oh, dude. That's
Ma, how much does Fluffy weigh?
That's horrible.
They stop feeding him. They stop feeding him just so he can screw him.
That's, see. Sex with animals is wrong, people. Stop that shit.
I know, Dusty. Sex is wrong.
Why do you keep saying that? She was just fat, okay? she just looked like a pig, okay? She wasn't a pig, Desi.
You were at the zoo. I mean, at a farm.
She was a country girl.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, you know, down in Australia, alligators are apparently running rampant. Well, not rampant, but they're actually stuck in the zoo. And when you go breaking into a zoo, that's when shit starts happening.
Yeah, shit goes
down. A man
down.
Ejected from a pub in Australia broke into a zoo and climbed under the back of a crocodile named Fatso.
Jesus Christ.
Which bit him on the leg and
Good.
Then let him go.
Good.
The 36-year-old man, who police said just had been thrown out of a pub for being drunk, he told officials he scaled the barbed wire fence surrounding the Broome Crocodile Park in remote northwest Australia on Jesus. Monday night. Because he wanted to give the 16-foot fatso a pat on the head.
Oh, God.
The man says he has attempted to sit on its back, and the croc has taken offense to that and has spun around and bit him on the right leg.
Yeah. There should be a law. We're talking about stupid laws. There should be a law for stupidity. And if you just do something stupid like that, it should be an automatic 3 years.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Just for being dumb.
Yeah. Just walking the
like
court.
Everybody
years.
That's on that stupid show... whacked out sports or something like that.
Yeah, all those dumbasses. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That run from bulls and shit like that.
Yeah.
And sit on crocodiles and put their mouth on the crocodile. And
who
what
does
are you doing?
That?
People
from Florida.
No time. I don't know.
White people from
Too
Florida.
Too much time
dude.
On their hands.
So. Yeah. It's Florida, dude.
Seriously.
It's my people. I have people in Indiana who throw rocks at each other for fun.
No. I did that when I was like 7. Why
am yeah, I not 7, surprised? But not 33.
No.
These are adults. They get off work and start throwing rocks at each other.
Yeah. But didn't Steve Irwin like die like years ago? Was this like an ode to him or like something like that? Like,
see,
you know, you know what's funny is that he wasn't actually killed by a crocodile.
I know, right?
He was killed by a stingray.
A stingray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the craziest part about
Who
it.
Who said that? Cat Williams. A punk bitch ass stingray.
How ironic.
Embarrassing. So I think me and Desi and probably Robert, you know, you never know. No, actually, I know Robert. He, you're going to chime in on this one tonight because one night stands. Desi?
What?
One night stands. You've had one, two, or three possibly.
Maybe.
Robert, I must already know you haven't, but.
Jeez.
No, because we've done 50 shows together, 51 or 50, whatever. You've already told me, I think.
He's
Wait,
gay,
did you?
Though. You've had a one-night stand.
There's guys.
I've had random sex, but I haven't had one-night stand.
Like a one-night stand, yes. even never, to say
I've,
it hurts
I've
you.
Never had anybody. I never had a place to take anybody home.
Dude, do hit it and quit it count as one-night stands?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Because did you ever talk to you? Didn't talk to her because the quit
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, yeah. No. You know, you see him at work. You start getting to know him. Finally, uh-huh. get him home, and then do your business, and yeah. then. It's not what you thought it was.
I had a girl
be.
Do that.
I would say you had a girl. What?
She like just attacked me, and then after that was like whatever.
And you just let it go.
Yeah.
God bless
she,
you.
She like didn't even call
God
me.
God bless
next
you.
Day. I'm just kidding. I'm not that.
Nah, you're like waiting for the call. You used
no,
me.
I didn't
bitch,
care.
Call me.
I didn't care.
So what does she look like?
What?
You know me. I like details. What did she look like?
She was cute. She had like long brown hair, big boobs.
Mexican, white, Mexican. Okay.
Do you like, still have her number?
Yeah.
Have you ever called her like blocked your number?
No,
really.
I didn't care to.
Yeah, what was her name?
Do you remember? I'm not gonna say her name.
Okay, because
so.
Okay. Yeah, you never know. I was just trying to go have something to think about later.
Yeah,
but it was fun.
Before you masturbate to before you go to sleep.
Just kidding.
Jeez, Denise, is he really gonna masturbate on your back?
We give it to her.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Ooh.
God bless you.
Back, toes.
Oh yeah. Hair. What? Versatile.
Hair.
Versatile. I love you.
You
so
let
much.
Him. You let him do that
I
in your
sleep
hair.
Sometimes. Dude, I wake up the next morning like.
No.
Well, you haven't accidentally showed up somewhere with it in your hair.
No, right I always here. Warn her. I'll wake up and say, "Hey, babe, I."
Sometimes I don't even know.
Did it on your elbow last night?
What?
Yeah. Like, what the hell is this white spot on my arm? God damn it, Arnold. That's my real name.
Gosh, golly.
You know what? The funny thing about that girl is I didn't even know she was like gay or even went that way.
So you known her before? Did you know her before?
No, I just met her that night. She was my friend's friend.
Okay.
Like it was just like we were drinking, dancing, and then all of a sudden she just like kissed me, and it was like yeah.
Just gave off that vibe.
Yeah, and then I got led into a car, and then that was it. I didn't do anything to her though. But
you just like took it.
She attacked me. I was like, okay, fuck it. Nah. I was drunk, so.
God, I was drunk. What? Leave me alone.
I wasn't that drunk. She was more drunk than me because I drove home that night, but I was aware. That, I'm like,
that,
whatever. You know,
that really fits her, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I was drunk.
God, I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I'm not drunk that often. Yeah, I'm more high than
just plain drunk. You're like, yeah, go ahead. I'm drunk.
No, but when I go out, like I said, you know, I have fun, so.
Yeah, there you go. See, you're young. Live it up, dude. I say live it up, and I believe. Before you get married, before you settle down, before you get into a long-term relationship, you should have one-night stands. It's something that you should have because if you don't, and this is why I suggest and I always tell people, don't get married too young because you got to get things out of your system, dude.
I agree.
Right? And if you don't, if you haven't never done it, you're going to want to do it after you're already married and it's too late and it's going to ruin everything. You really don't want – get all that shit out of your – out of your system now because if they're at 30 you may be ready to settle down, you know.
I still got a good amount of
8 years, you know, 7 years or whatever, so you're good. Sure. Dude. So that's my suggest to the young and people who think they're out all in love and
I would
chill.
Never marry a virgin.
God bless you. I'm gonna shake
I
your
will
hand
never
and what did you say, Katie?
I wouldn't marry a virgin either.
They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't want to be teacher.
Bad sex is really bad.
It is, right?
It is.
And it takes terrible. A long time to get it to where it's, you know?
Because they have to get comfortable with their own sexuality, and it's just like,
yeah, you're like, I fucked 5 years ago. I'm fucking good. Now I got to teach this guy. It's like, no, dude.
But would you agree that, like, I mean, you know, some people say good sex, you know, sex is good all the time as long as you get off or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree with
that?
No,
I don't.
Nope, not at all, right?
Absolutely disagree.
Yeah, please tell me why.
I've had some bad ones.
Yeah,
bad ones
I've had some like I could have done without that. I could have done better myself.
Yeah, same here. Oh,
and to all the girls out there, guys, do not like girls that just lay there.
Oh. This is Angelo speaking, and you're speaking the truth, Angelo. Yeah.
Do not just lay there. Because it is absolutely boring.
Thank you. Dang. Yeah,
I've had one like that.
She's like,
I had a guy like that, and sucked. Yeah. I mean, I'm like doing my thing, and she's laying there.
Oh God!
I had a girl like that did the same thing. I was like, I felt like I was doing something wrong. I was like,
yeah, that's
react.
How you feel.
Exactly. React.
That's how you feel, right? You feel like you're doing something wrong, dude. Yeah. You're like, damn, am I doing this? She's like, yeah, I'm always like this. Like, say something. She comes. She's like,
something.
Did you just come?
What a letdown.
Yeah, it's definitely ladies. It's
or you feel like, is this okay? Should I be doing
this?
That
goes
do you
back
like
to
it?
Liking, you know, the auditory part of porn.
What? Explain.
You know, like when you're expecting reaction noises from your partner.
I was going there. Yeah. Exactly. Especially guys. We're visual. We're mental. We need that extra sound effect. We need, it's the biggest thing I've ever had. We need that shit, dude. Like, seriously.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You moan a little too good. Come to speak of it. Nah, her shit's all natural, player. At least I think it is. Been playing me all these years. Damn you.
Oh.
We do use a lot of lube.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, there's that TMI I was talking about.
Yeah, sorry. So Angelo, what was your – give me a bad one-night stand story.
Oh,
or
man.
What's the one that sticks out in your head the most as like, damn?
Like, damn. All right. Good old Fullerton, downtown Fullerton.
We all have a Fullerton story.
good old downtown Fullerton.
I was telling her that
Fullerton.
Earlier. Katie's from Fullerton, too.
And it's funny because, like, the clubs I go to now or bars or whatever, I'll see, like, a bunch of people that used to go there, and we talk about it all the time. Like, Fullerton never fails. It's like downtown guarantee.
You're
that's
not
what
lying,
it
right?
Be
yeah.
DTF, DTG.
Downtown, because you're guaranteed.
Downtown filler up or something, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I love me some Fullerton around 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned Fullerton because like a couple shows ago, Dusty was telling us how, you know, coming to my boyfriend's house I was reminded of being at that time because it's in Fullerton.
Yeah, he's Fullerton of all places? No, Angelo.
Yep.
Tell him. Fullerton.
Fullerton
was, it was and probably still is cracking. I don't know. No, not as much as
ever
we
since.
Were.
Well, rest in peace, Nick Aidenhart, the pitcher from the Angels.
Uh-huh.
Ever since he passed away, the cops are out like crazy.
Really? So interesting.
Stay away from Fullerton.
He got shot. For anybody who doesn't know, he was an Angels pitcher who got shot in
shot.
Driving his car. Wait.
No,
oh, he got into a car
accident.
Accident
on the freeway.
Oh, yeah,
hit by
sorry.
A drunk driver.
Oh, that's what it was. Sorry, Nick. Yeah. Sorry to your family. My bad. I was getting my people mixed up.
Right. Yeah.
You're thinking probably thinking of a football player, Dustin.
Somebody, yeah. My
or,
friend, somebody.
Or
somebody.
Nick from Compton or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
The homie J-Rock. Go ahead.
No, but we all went down to Fullerton one night, and this girl that just would, like, she was ready to go in the club. Like, inside Rockin' Taco, she was like, take
nice.
Me now.
And
Rockin' Taco, there's no hidden niches. Maybe Revolution, maybe Zings or a place like that, but Rockin' Taco is, like, wide open. So I decided, no, you know what, let's just go. So we leave. We start doing our thing in the car in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, a cop comes up, taps on the window. It was like, what are you guys doing? I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. And he's like, it's
listening
okay.
Listening to podtalkers.com.
Nice. We're cuddling. What do you expect? So long story short, the cop eventually lets us go, you know, talk to us. So she starts yapping about, you know, oh, I want you some more. I want you some more. I'm fiending for you right now. Let's do it on the freeway.
Ah, damn.
What?
Okay.
So, and I used to drive a Dodge, which really didn't have
the
freeway room. Didn't
yeah,
have freeway
not
room.
At all, dude.
So, yeah. So,
wait, how are you going to do it on the freeway?
Straddle, she was
driving,
on a straddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's how.
Straddle in the Stratus.
Yeah, it's crazy. It sounds crazy. One time and never again. Let's
yeah.
just say that.
What? So, swerving starts happening. So, I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. We're 5 minutes away from my house. Let's just wait till we get
Thank
there.
Thank you. It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Yeah. It's not enough to get an accident or
die,
or God forbid, a DUI. So as soon as she sits back down in the passenger seat, I see her reach for the window. And I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go.
I know
all out
going.
The window, all out the side of my car. Keep in mind, I had just gotten a car wash.
She was throwing up.
That's what happened. So then she starts. So then I was like, okay, how do we get to your house? How do we get to your house? Story keeps going. Keep in mind.
Oh, no.
She still wants you.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And she wants to blow you at this point, right?
Oh.
This man is a genius.
Wow.
So then I'm sitting there, and then she grabs my dick. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, man, dude, I can't even get hard for this shit right now. Like, it's so disgusting. She starts freaking out. Oh, my God, you're going to fuck me, and I don't want to. I was like,
what?
I was like, what?
Oh, that's like, when I was.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Grabbed her hand, threw it back to her. Was like, you know what? I'm just taking you home. Start screaming, crying. We pull up and sign into her house. So are you going to come in? What?
What? Bipolar. Bipolar.
She was crazy.
So then, and it was just, and then it gets worse. I mean, it just this night
no.
like seemed like it never ended.
Oh,
so
she no. ran away. Just ran away.
But it was my car. Like, I'm gonna
leave it. Come back tomorrow.
I contemplated it, but then again, I thought this bitch is probably psycho, and then my car would have been on bricks.
Oh,
or
yeah.
So.
Nah, see?
So yep. then she's just like, okay, well, I'm home. Obviously, I just dropped you off. So she passes out like in an instant. So I'm sitting there trying to wake her up.
In front of her house?
In front of her house.
Oh,
so I
no.
said, you know what? Forget
oh, no.
this. Go passenger side, knock on, pick her up. Place her down on her doorstep. I'm just banging on her door, and her dad comes out. And I'm mm-hmm. like, that's your daughter.
Oh,
wow.
See ya.
Yeah, you were it. Nice. See, but the thing is, you have a good
horrible.
Heart.
Yeah.
You have a good heart. Because a lot of guys.
A lot of guys would have taken advantage of the situation.
Very
and
true.
It could have become dangerous for her in an instant. So she's lucky she was with you.
Aww. Aww. No, but he did fuck her. Let's just get that clear.
Yeah, but then.
He fucked the shit out of her, right? Throwing up all over everything.
Yeah,
so,
just,
it
was
just
like,
kill that image.
Yeah,
wait, what? You did?
Yeah.
Dude, guys don't give a two
Was
shits.
That the straddle? Was that during that point?
No. This was after. But at the end of the night, as I'm driving home, I'm looking at the puke out the side of my window. I'm like, fuck. I just fucked the poltergeist.
From the color of things, what did she have to for dinner that night?
For dinner?
Yeah, like what did she eat like right before the club?
It looked like a lot of cheese. Like maybe she was just eating cheese and crackers.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because it's those vivid images that stay burned in your brain. Like I'm closing my eyes right now and I can still see it on my window.
And it probably has a certain smell you remember.
Dude.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting.
I want to hear that. That's horrible, Angela. I feel for you because I've had some bad ones myself.
I had a girl puke, and it was Twizzlers like all inside of my car.
And the smell of Twizzlers itself.
Because we had eaten a bunch of Twizzlers, but after we had drank a bunch of vodka.
That's gross. Dog.
Yeah, and she puked. She puked. I've been driving on the freeway, and she like is like hanging out the window like her hair. And she, I look back, and my window's full of puke. And then the next day, I was like scrubbing fucking Twizzlers off my car.
Dry Twizzlers.
Yeah, it was nasty. And it was there for the longest. There was parts I could not get off forever.
I don't have
that car anymore, but yeah.
Can we stop talking about vomit?
Yeah.
Hey. Who likes vomit?
Hey, Katie, I want to hear from you. Because you seem like a pretty open chick. Go ahead. Let her hold the mic for a minute. Because I want to get into your head. Because I like you.
Okay.
Okay?
Go ahead and pry.
Got my shovel.
No,
I don't want to listen to myself. That's horrible. That's like torture.
What?
I can hear. It's terrible.
What? First, I'm going to ask you. Okay. Have you ever had a one-night stand? Be honest. We're all friends here.
Well, I've slept with people only once, but... Well, no, I have had a one-night stand. I'm totally full of shit. Yes, I've had two. I have had two one-night stands.
As a matter of fact, I'm 17.
I was drunk, really, really drunk for both of them and a little bit stoned, and I wasn't smoking weed at the time, so I was really fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And one time was with this hippie guy who I don't even remember. I didn't know his name. I just knew his initials were EJ.
Oh, wow.
And I screwed him in the dirt in the backyard.
That was the brandy. That was the brandy.
I had sex with him in the dirt in the backyard while my best friend fucked his best friend in the house. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I don't remember how this happened, but in the morning we all woke up in the same bed together naked.
Whoa.
And then this kid's, not the one I had sex with, but the other one, his dad woke us up and was like, not even giving a fuck. He's just like, I made breakfast, you guys. Come on, it's ready.
That's because he was jacking off at the 30 minutes before.
He was rolling J's with us outside the night before he went to go get munchies. He was like, do you guys want any chips or anything?
He probably filmed you guys. He probably filmed you guys and drugged you.
You're on YouPorn right now.
Probably.
You look familiar.
You know?
Yeah. I think I've seen that.
Right.
Just kidding, Jess.
Anyway. And then so the next week, I ended up having sex with the guy that my best friend had sex with the week before.
Oh,
so yeah,
that happened with me.
On Seal Beach, drunk off of some wine.
You were like, wow. Two weeks of fuck it.
Do you know what I did? It's bad.
Okay, it
was a one-night stand. It was with, I'm not going to say who was a good friend, but we weren't friends anymore, and there was this guy she liked, and I ended up hanging out with him first.
And
I had a one-night stand with him. And then I told her later.
Because you were mad at
her? Well, we became friends again 2 weeks later after it happened. I was like, oops, I hated you then. Hey. And I did it, but...
Nice. Hey, you know what?
So that was kind of bad.
That's a good little punch in the ribs. Yeah.
She got me back, bitch.
Oh, she got you back? How?
No, I don't want to go into
that. Oh, yeah, you. It's okay. Yeah, we could talk about her. No, I'm just playing.
She's not here to defend herself, so it goes that way.
Shout out to AJ because he loves hearing those stories from you, Destiny.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said plenty.
Yeah, he loves hearing those stories from you. Well, as you guys know, askmen.com.
Thank you, Dusty.
Is one of my favorite websites. Or if you're black, it's axmen.com.
Askmen is your other website, right?
Robert, F off.
What?
Okay. Desi's given stories that I like. Horses, and you're giving stories that go to assmen.com.
Assmen, like, you know, people, guys who like ass.
Well,
you like ass, right?
Actually, yeah, do. Never mind. See, I was taking that to some.
You were taking it the gay way. Ooh, see? You always take it there. Mm. I don't.
Maybe I'm unsure of my sexuality.
Maybe you are.
Anyway.
Denise, has he ever tried to let you be the man?
Tell her. Thank you. I don't like nothing around my booty hole. Nothing around my booty holes.
He makes her put on a football uniform.
doesn't sometimes call you Reggie Jackson, does he?
Oh, God, no. People.
Will I am?
Maybe.
Hey, I just like his music. Motherfucker. Well, AskMen.com says there's some rules to one-night stands.
Really?
And I think some of these make a lot of sense. number one is, and I totally believe in this rule, especially for a one-night stand, always have condoms with you.
Good job. Yes.
You will feel very stupid if you took all this time to convince her to come home and have
and
sex
you
with you.
Any, right, yeah.
And then you get there and nothing.
There's nothing worse than not having one around.
Exactly. And just where you live, Robert, your apartment complex, there's fucking parking is a bitch.
Right.
There's probably a store 3 minutes away.
Yeah, there
but
is.
But just the walk to the car, the getting in the car, driving, that's right. a good 15 minutes.
You might
minute.
As well walk to the store.
Thank you, dude. And that's 15 minutes. And you don't want to do all that while you're sitting in the bed there. She's ready to go, legs spread open, and you don't have any condoms.
Right.
So rule number one, have condoms on you at all times.
Right.
They're $3 for a 3-pack, or go to Walmart, or go to somewhere, get a big ass.
Before the date picks them up, just in case.
There you go. Always, dude. Always. Number two is, and I love this one because this definitely, I think we all feel this one, is do not give them your phone number.
Yeah. Don't
do that. I concur.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Angelo, thank you.
Or if you do, make it one number off.
Yeah. So if they ask you, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, you remember.
5-4-3-2. You know it, even though it's one.
Or if you ever run into them again,
uh-huh,
and they're like, "You gave me the wrong number." Well, let me see.
What
number,
what number do you have? Oh, it's 413, not 412.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we were drunk.
Slip of the finger.
Oh, that sucks. Give me a call tomorrow. And then you change your phone number the next day and shit.
Spend that $15 to get it changed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that fee really sucks.
It does, dude.
Yeah, because you don't want a stalker, dude. You don't want a stalker who falls in love with you, and
goodness gracious,
you give it to her real good, and the next thing you know, she's blowing you up and calling your phone and texting you, and you're like, "Damn, bitch! Oh no!"
But then again, you always have to be on your A game, though.
Like how? What do you mean?
Like you can't give a girl bad sex.
Never. That's you can't. Because you're representing your surname.
Yeah,
like you're representing. I'm representing the Angels.
You're just representing your reputation.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Exactly.
You're representing your race. You're Italian, so you got to like – she was like, oh, I was with this Italian guy, and he gave it to me good. You don't want her to be at a party.
Totally
like,
didn't live up to the Italian.
Nah. Don't believe it, girl. Italians, uh-uh. Mm-mm. Right?
Right.
I know you're proud Italian, dude.
Oh, I'm very proud Italian.
Thank you. I know it.
It's –
what'd she say?
The Italian I had was good.
There you go. See, you want girls to say that, dude. Thank you. You want girls to say your race is good. Me and Robert, we want them to say, hey, half black and half white white guys do it pretty good.
Or Robert, Latino guys.
Because yeah, exactly. See, because we have to live up to
our race.
Yes. It goes deep, ladies. It goes really deep. See, we're thinking of all this while we're doing you. So I don't think we're just doing you. No, we're thinking of all this, right? Seriously.
We are.
Yeah.
I try to put on my best performance whenever I
there you go. See?
Get down.
See? I am the same.
I'm always the best when I'm drunk.
I think we all are.
Because I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Or I think we think we all are.
Yeah, right? I had a girl tell me once, I like fucking you better when you're drunk because you're more aggressive.
Ooh. Really? Oh, yeah, shit.
See, that goes back to, you remember a long time ago we talked about what women,
girls like? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
like
their
it secret
hard.
Fetishes.
Yeah, they like it rough.
Sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
I used to like doing that with my ex. Like, we'd get drunk and, yeah.
Yeah. And rate, hey. But because it's all fun. You have your safe word, watermelon. No, something. You have your safe word. Because stop. He's going to think you're like, oh, yeah, I'll kill you, bitch. And you're like, stop. No, really, stop. You're like, oh, yeah, no. You got to have a safe word.
No,
not
don't.
Really.
I never even thought about that. I never even thought
not
about that.
Not that much.
That's just like, fuck it. Keep going, by the way.
Kill me.
But one thing that we probably all have slipped on, and this is a very important rule and reading, and now I have to agree, is they must be a stranger. Don't mess with your friends because it gets complicated.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
When you guys hang out again, you guys are looking at each other.
One-time deals are the best with people you don't really know.
You don't know. Exactly. That's the best.
Because then it's like, oh, hey, yeah, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, you go live your life.
Sometimes you just want to get in and get out.
But if that's just the bomb, you'd be like, can I get your number, email address, Facebook?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. See, so you got to be careful. Don't fall for that, guys. Because girls will play you like, oh, he was the best. But they really want something.
Girls need to watch out for guys to do that, too, because I gave this guy this awesome blowjob, and he was hitting me up all the time on Facebook like, oh, hey, Katie, what are you doing this weekend?
See?
And I'm like, fuck off, just because I sucked your dick all good. And he's like, this is the first time I've come from a blowjob. And I'm like, yeah, I know, whatever. I'm hungover,
nice,
and get me an iced tea, bitch.
Nice, dude. See, because when – and Angelo will probably agree with me on this also – is 9 out of 10 women don't suck good cock.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? See?
It's very
well, true. I mean, I'm talking about guys. It's true for both sexes.
It's probably the same for guys, too.
9 out of 10. Let's say 9 out of 10 people
don't suck good cock. And when you find that one, it is easy for a guy to go crazy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, ladies, you might want to play it off like for the first year, like you don't suck good cock, because you're going to have a fucking stalker on your hands if you guys suck cock and choke. All that. We love that shit. That little noise you guys make. We love that shit. No.
Wow, Denise.
You guys don't hear yourself, but there's a certain sound you guys make that is just, ugh, yeah.
Oh.
You may be choking and half dead, but we love that shit.
That and a little head tilt up, like,
I'm so glad Tim's not here.
Okay, here's another one that we have, I'm going to say we've all broken just from hearing everybody's stories is, do not be drunk, which is hard because one night stands
that's
usually.
That's how it happens.
That's usually drunk. How
it's sober
exactly.
And like, oops, I slept with you.
This isn't the movies. Where you meet someone at the grocery store and like, hey, let's go home.
Exactly.
No.
And yeah.
Furtive glances across the produce section.
Yeah. Alcohol always helps.
I got to say that the one night stands, I'd say 99% of them involve alcohol.
That's 100%.
I've only had a couple and it. A couple of them have been drunk.
Would you say 100% of yours involved alcohol? I'd say 100% of mine
have. I'd say 50%.
Okay, so that's a good ratio. Desi, 100% of yours involved alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Angelo?
99.9.
There you go. Exactly, see? Unless you guys met at church or something. She just said, let's go fuck in the piano room.
No wonder people get pregnant so easy.
Yeah, I know. That's
It's all the drunk people. I bet you.
Exactly. See? It's alcohol, dude. Oh, no. Put it in. I took my pill yesterday. Sure, bitch. Right. That's why rule number one, always have condoms.
Right. Rule number one.
No babies.
There you go. See, from
check
a one-night stand.
Check the expiration date.
Exactly, dude. Okay.
Always provide your own.
Good job. Never take theirs. And that goes for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows, like, hey, you know what? He's prepared, I'm prepared, but
if it's going on you, you have better brought.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
You know, it was probably the funniest story I ever heard about a condom.
What's that?
You and I, actually, we used to listen to him all
the time. Oh, you're going to mention it.
Tom Likas,
exactly.
Do you remember the bleach story?
Oh, yes. He put the He put the bleach inside the condom, right?
Yeah, he went, after he did his business. Because I don't know if you... Do you remember Tom Likas?
Of course.
I do remember Tom Likas.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about him a couple times.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He was with some model.
Yeah.
Fucked her.
Oh,
after
right,
he
right.
was done, goes in the bathroom, throws in... He figured that she's going to go through his trash.
Yep.
So instead of throwing the condom in the trash, what he does is he pours bleach into the condom.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
5 minutes later, the girl goes, I need to use your restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Turns the condom inside out and tries to stick his semen up in her, and all of a sudden, a loud scream comes
out
of the
bathroom. All
he
hears is...
Are you for real?
Wow.
No lie. That was
very
probably
famous Tom Likas story.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was probably
I missed that one.
I probably
very famous.
Wet
yeah.
my pants in that.
Yes, we did. For anybody, we didn't even explain how me and Angelo know each other. We used to work at a place called AMD Security. We did door-to-door sales about 8 years ago, right?
Yep.
About 8 years ago, we did door-to-door sales. We sold alarms and shit. And it was during the time when Likas was on and
right,
Conway
right.
and all those. That's kind of how I got hip to those guys. And, yeah, we did some crazy shit.
Boring jobs where you're in a car a lot. That's where you usually get to listen to 97.1,
exactly.
right?
And the thing is, we were managers. We were both managers. And he had his own van of a crew of people that he, you know, had. And I had my own van of a crew of people that I had. And we had competitions and shit like that. But sometimes, like, we get together. We meet up. All right, let's meet up on Wilmington and 3rd. And we sit there and... Some of us will smoke weed and some of us will drink. We go into your houses. Basically, we door-to-door salesmen are always higher drunk.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Pretty much.
And it honestly was – it was a great experience.
Yes.
I mean, I've never seen so many tits and ass on a job in my life.
Really?
There you
like
go.
Just knocking on random
– Wait, now okay, yeah. now, uh-huh. now that you guys brought this up, did uh-huh. you guys ever – get lucky on the job?
I
with
never
customers?
Did. No, I never
Not
did.
On the job, but after the job, you can say, so to speak.
You went back, you know, to a customer's
oh,
house
yeah.
and
oh,
banged
nice.
A chick?
Nice. I didn't hear about this.
Ooh, was, do tell.
Please.
This actually was a funny story. Me and my cousin knocked on this lady's door, and her two daughters were standing behind her, and she
Ooh.
Was like, oh, I don't need an alarm system, but you boys are cute. Go ahead and talk to my daughters, my daughter and her cousin.
Uh-huh.
So we're standing there and we're just talking. And then we let them know, like, hey, you know, we're cousins. So one of them looks at me and he's like, okay, so we can keep this all in the family.
Oh,
so you know,
shit.
You know, girls don't realize, but they give guys green lights through
yeah.
these little
little in the windows. Yeah, and they know. They know they're giving us that green light. Yeah. They're not stupid.
So, and it was funny because the company that I worked for before I started working with Arnold, this type of shit happened all the
Dusty
time.
Dusty Angel, me.
Yeah, Dusty Angel.
Fuck it.
My
Arnold.
Bad. My bad,
good.
Dusty.
Yeah, hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
So, I mean, this kind of shit happened all the time. Like, Valentine's, knocking doors on Valentine's Day, greatest day ever. Ladies open up the door thinking that you're their husband and nothing, just stand there.
I can vouch for
you. Oh, yeah, my husband? I can.
I can.
They're like, no, play pretend.
Yeah. You like role play, don't you?
Or as you're walking up, like, they're like, just, they don't know, cause, but there's a little crack in the window, and like, you can see them running from the shower to the door, stuff like that. Oh, I saw a breast. And then you talk, you can't even talk to him from then.
Yeah.
These are perverts.
Hey, guys spend our, every day of our life trying to get that little glimpse of cooch or glimpse of, oh, she accidentally, her bra slipped. We live for that stuff.
And girls do the same.
Yes, they do.
This constantly goes through a guy's head.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Always. It's like, oh, hey, baby. Hey, can you go get me some soda, please?
I would have to disagree because I don't, like, look for a slippage of, like, balls.
Because
I know.
Junk,
I agree.
Like, yeah. Oh, his nipple showing through his shirt. It's so sexy.
There you go.
It's
I
like
know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, his pants are so tight.
I
can
see
his balls.
Jealous, so you guys get to walk around topless. That's the only thing.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
I wish I could walk around topless.
Yeah. You got to move to Europe.
Quote
for
unquote
that.
Socially unacceptable, which doesn't make any sense. Come on,
because
America.
There's fat guys.
Let's evolve.
Exactly. I agree. Dude, God bless you. You should start a petition to get that shit started because I believe that women should be allowed to walk around topless. Why not?
Of course, Dusty.
Seriously,
course.
No. This is ridiculous. Once again, it's 2010. Why are women
the
not
summer,
allowed?
Summer, it's freaking hot.
Thank
like,
you.
Think about if you are really high and you're hiking like through like Turnbull Canyon in the hills.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you want to be topless, just like feel the breeze run
God
across? Like
bless.
you're all sweaty and like you just feel the air. And you're like, oh my God, it feels
okay,
so.
Okay, you
like,
want that to
so
happen,
good.
But do you know what you're gonna do to the many penis? Is that you will pass along
that's
the way.
That's the problem
exactly.
Right there.
I have never seen a penis when I have been hiking up in Turnbull Canyon.
There you
just
go.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah, there you go. But if you pull out your tits, you probably see eight. Guys would just start walking up on you just touching themselves.
Maybe.
Hey, baby.
Be some dog and shit.
You got those boobies out for a reason?
Yeah.
No, that's
trust
true.
Me.
Maybe
guys will go
like
crazy.
Yeah, because guys are fucking perverts.
That can happen.
Yeah, we're
like, booby.
We're perverts, so.
Run up and smack them.
Yeah, exactly. Start doing
motorboat.
Yeah, you get
don't
a lot of that.
Sound
Bonzos.
Effects.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. So, seriously, it wouldn't be a good idea. So maybe I understand why.
But it's
they're
nice
protecting
spot.
The stupid from the stupid.
But
it's
if a fat
nice
guy
idea.
Walks oh, right. But if a fat guy walks around and
that's just
moves,
gross.
Yeah, that's
but
gross.
They look the same. Like
yeah,
if you
but
just
that's
gross.
Why it's gross on a guy.
Yeah, it's beautiful boobies. Boobies are beautiful. And
right.
And like you were talking, you said something like, oh, I don't want to see a guy's balls and dick.
I'm not,
because
I'm not,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no. That's because
it.
Balls and dick are ugly.
It's true. They
yeah,
are.
They are.
I don't know.
I beg to differ.
See, he begs
I'm
to differ.
I'm just saying.
But, yeah.
It depends on the moment.
But
actually,
oh, okay.
Like, if you're really into it, you're like, yes.
Okay,
but, like,
okay.
Sometimes,
that's what
like,
I was going for.
Like, right now, I'm like, no, if I
yeah,
saw
like,
it, I'd be like, whatever.
Whatever, okay.
There it is.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
See, guys, we'll go crazy, dude.
It's like a vagina. Vagina's not very pretty on the
vaginas
inside.
Vaginas are gorgeous, dude.
Vagina, on the outside, you know, it looks all pretty and compact.
See?
But once you open it up, it doesn't look very
this
pretty.
This is a gig. Oh, it's the most beautiful thing in the
it's
world.
It's a flower,
that's
exactly.
It's the flower. It's God's gift to the world. It's
another
really
pair of lips. Like, that's exactly what it looks like. Just
yeah, exactly. Oh, I got some in my
yep.
fucking eye. Yeah, it's vaginas are
well, the way
gorgeous.
You feel about vagina is the way I feel about penis.
There you go. See?
So,
yeah. I don't know.
So just you guys mean to tell me that you guys never look at a guy's package and sit there and wonder,
Oh, of course. Sometimes.
Denise? That,
On very rare occasion. Very rare occasion, like only if their pants are super tight and you can like, kind of see it, you're like, oh,
okay, you know
right.
He's packing. Okay,
well, plus, then you have to factor in like, is he a grower, is he a shower?
Because
what you see is not always what you
he
get.
He may already
Rob
have a hard on.
Rob can attest to this. Yeah, he might already be hard, and then it's
right.
Not too
then
you're
like,
oh, really? That's only 4.5 inches.
I thought
that's
you were
not
a shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denise, what about you? Do you look at guys' packages? Be honest. We love each other. Come on. Give it to me.
It depends. Like she said, if you can see, like, you know.
You know a little something's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you just know, though. You can just look at the guy and it's just like, oh, he's going to have a little penis.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you just know. And then it's like, he does. It's like, you know.
Suck.
Sometimes.
Oh, poor guy.
Like the situation, I assume he has a small penis.
Wow.
Or at the very least, just below average.
It's awesome when it's not, though. It's like, whoa, surprise, lucky me, score. You know, it's like, that's what goes there with the girl's head.
Yeah, yeah. That goes
we're like, woo!
That's great.
Like when you actually win something out of that claw machine.
Like, I found one. Exactly. You know?
I got the snake. I got the anaconda.
All right, let's move on these rules real quick. There's only five more. Number five is you do not want to go to your place. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
As a guy, I don't want to bring a one-night stand to my place, period. We'll go anywhere else, but not my place. Because we all know.
Either that or don't let her know where you live exactly.
Pros and cons. Take the back way. Because
I was going there. Go for it. Give it to me.
No, because think about this.
And if you can, get her to give you roadhead on the way so she doesn't know where you're going.
There you go. Double bam. Because exactly, go the long way, right?
Go the long way.
Yep, exactly.
Roadhead. The best pro about going to your own place is you don't have to get up. Let her get up and leave.
But you got to kick her out. You got to have that awkward, you got to go.
And the best line ever created.
Give it to me.
Was, you know what? Well, it probably didn't work for me because I still live at home with my mom. I'm an Italian mama's boy. I'm not afraid to admit it. And this line never fails for me. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what? You got to leave. Like,
my mom's coming.
I don't want my mom to meet you this way.
Nice. Oh, then she's not going to call you back at all.
Yeah, fuck it. That's even better.
Yeah, even better. Or she feels like, oh, there's something really here. I don't want to mess this up. Let me go.
Even better. See, one thing you got to do, and one thing that worked for me, was I would always plant the seed in their head the night before, like, hey, I got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning for work. So, you know, you probably got to leave around 6:30 or something like that. I plant that seed already in them. So when I wake them up, I'm like, hey, it's time to go. They're like, okay. You don't have to explain anything. That was always my thing. I plant that little seed. And then in the morning, it was just smooth sailing. Just got to go.
She already has her alarm on her phone.
Exactly,
set.
Dog. Exactly. Tell her to set her alarm.
Yeah.
There you go. Wake us both up. There you go. See? There you go, dude.
Going back to what you said, about I don't want my mom to meet you this way. If it was me, if it was a one-night stand and I heard you say that, I'd be like, oh, fuck, this guy is that into me? Fuck this guy. And I would never call you again.
There you go. See, it works out both ways.
Just bring your mom out either way. Either she's going to be like, oh, man, I'm not ready for this. Or she'll be like, fuck, daddy lives with his mom.
Exactly. Yeah. It's always a win-win situation. Yeah.
See, here's another thing is they say this is – another rule is they say you don't want to use your own car, which I don't know. They say a car is a symbol, and this is going back to the stalker thing that she's going to recognize your car if you're parked somewhere.
I
don't think, because you got to get there. Shit, what are you going to do? Catch the bus?
Exactly. I'm going to borrow or rent a car or something.
We're fucking in my car, actually. I'll drive you where you need to go.
I've never had that problem.
Yeah.
With
people I didn't want to see again. They've always left and gone away.
Yeah. See, but for those crazy, people who you just put it on too good, you got to have these rules.
There was one guy that kept calling, but, I mean, I just stopped answering. He eventually got the hint.
There you go. See, because we eventually do. It'll take 2 phone calls or it'll take 99 phone calls. Either way,
took a month. And if you're a random car fucker, I guess you can say, just make sure you don't have any, noticeable decals to where, they're like, oh, there goes that Corolla. Oh, does it have
it
a
doesn't
Nike
have
sign
on your
back?
Oh. My kid is smarter than your honor student.
Oh, God.
Speaking my of that kid bumper sticker, kicked your ass.
Do you remember that time when we saw that bumper sticker? It said, my kid kicked the honor kid student's ass.
I've seen those before. Exactly.
Oh,
yep.
Man,
yep.
That is the greatest sticker ever.
My kid kicked your honor student's ass.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Another thing they say is, and this goes hand in hand with alcohol, is do not eat anything weird before the one night stand. You definitely don't want anything weird because you'll throw up. Twizzler. Oh. It goes back to the Twizzler thing we talked about. I don't know if you want to eat 18 Twizzlers and go try to fuck somebody after drinking a gallon of vodka.
I've heard stories of people throwing up.
Yeah.
Nothing happened that night because of the Twizzlers
penis.
And vodka.
On penis. Oh, it's. I'm going to guess that it's happened to every single guy.
It's never happened to me.
It's happened to me.
It's never happened to anybody else.
It's never happened to me.
To where you've thrown up on a guy's penis?
I've never thrown up on a human being.
There you go. See, that's good.
I have.
Yeah.
I have thrown up on a human being.
And have you had your penis thrown up on?
No.
No, really?
Have you thrown up on a vagina?
I think, huh?
Have you ever thrown? Where did you throw up on her? You thrown up on a girl before?
Yeah, but not in a sexual way. It was an accident.
It was at definitely. A bar. Yeah.
Oh. Alcohol involved.
Once obviously. Right.
No, rule number surprise, four. Right. Surprise. Yeah,
that's gross.
It was no. What made it even worse was she was wearing what are those shirts called that you guys wear? Where they're just the straps the
halter
around
top.
The halter tops.
Okay.
She was wearing one of those, and she had her back turned to me because I had taken a shot of Patron, and for some reason, this shot was like it was in a microwave or something. Like it was nasty hot, so it got stuck. So I was trying to wash it down with the Corona, and it wasn't going anywhere. And I was standing there talking to my cousin, and all of a sudden, I was just like, "Bleh!" And you just see her back just go,
"No, dog, you throw on her back,
nasty, nasty."
Damn, dude. Yeah, see.
But she probably thought it was just like a drink or something. I don't know.
Until she smelled
it. Until she smelled it.
Oh, ew. God.
But she didn't know.
Wait,
you
we're going back to vomit.
No, because she had her back.
I know. How do we get back to vomit,
I don't
dog?
Know.
God damn
Move
it. Too many
on.
Vomit stories going on.
Move
all right,
on.
Let's go. All right. Next rule, rule number eight is you do not want to fall asleep right after. And I totally agree with this. You got to make sure all I's are dotted, all T's are crossed.
Keep cuddling to a minimum.
To a fucking minimum. Make sure everything's do not fall asleep because A, bitches are thieves. B, you don't want to, you just don't.
That sends a signal.
No, are you sleeping with crack whores?
No, but bitches are, you never know. Hey,
that sends I never a thought signal, about though. Stealing like anything out of their wallet or like, I never
know. You never know. I'm paranoid.
Falling asleep with somebody is a, like, you know, it's a thing.
It's a, what's that word? Because then they'll think they're yours. Like, right. Oh, this is my guy. Let me cuddle
connection.
With him.
Wrong signal.
Yeah, wrong signal. If you're feeling the person, maybe third or fourth date. Not first date. Definitely not first date. Next rule they say is do not leave any tracks. When you leave or she leaves, make sure you grab your cell phone. Make
Don't
sure you
leave
grab
anything behind.
Everything. Never leave anything behind because you have to either A, go get it back, or B, you got a trail now. Oh, I have a cell phone. Let me call all these numbers.
And let me write some down.
Don't leave anything behind. Exactly, right? And then start calling people and starting drama.
But it's funny though because I, from experiences, girls always leave things, especially if it happens in the car. Or they go in your car.
They do it on purpose.
Just lose it.
Yeah, sure. You do that you can come and get it. Oh, let me go. That's a reason for them to go back. And it's something small that they can do with or without, but they'll still make it a point to go back
like,
and get it.
Yeah, I forgot my eyeshadow.
I really need it. It's MAC.
Yeah. Like, go to the store.
Exactly. It's $6, bitch.
It's not in my car. Sorry about that.
I live 40 minutes away. You're going to drive out here for a $6 item? Yes, I need it. It's my grandma gave it to me. No, hell no, bitch.
It's not in my car. I checked.
So don't leave any tracks. And this is the most important rule aside from use a condom. And I think this is the most important rule because, as Robert said a little bit earlier, it sends mixed signals. Do not kiss them when you leave. Everybody got quiet.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Well,
we're all studious people now or what?
I mean, a kiss goodbye, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Usually
a kiss goodbye.
You kiss goodbye.
It's
happened. I mean,
no dap, like, oh, good shit, girl. That was good, girl.
Peace
dap.
Out. You know, I got places
give me
to go.
Give me an Obama pound. Slap hands.
Good old-fashioned cheek turn.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, good job, kid.
Peace out.
On the side of the head.
Turn
so
around
I guess,
and give her
okay.
a slap in the ass. Like,
so we all disagree with that because as a guy who has entered your vagina about 3 hours ago, I feel you deserve a kiss goodbye.
Yeah.
It's tenderness. Even if it's
just a little bit of tenderness. It's like I fucking let you inside of my physical body.
This is my throne. This is my.
You should kiss me.
It's like a thank you. Like I had fun. Thanks.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, why not? Why not kiss him goodbye if you're gonna sit there and kiss him all over when you're in the club and on the way to the car?
Okay. Good idea.
To the place
you're
gonna
have
sex.
On their genitalia. I mean, you should be able to kiss them goodbye.
Yeah.
Exactly. You were all over each other the night before, and then you can't kiss goodbye.
That's when she does not get a kiss goodbye.
When she sucked your cock?
Yeah.
I'll kiss a girl who sucked my cock.
I know.
That's such a pussy thing.
Oh, because we got to keep. They taste their own pussy juice.
No, but here's the thing.
Pussy tastes good.
Every girl says that. she got serious. Hold on. Whoa. No.
Let me rephrase that. There's occasions because, you know, there are some non-swallowers in this world.
True.
You know, if it's a non-swallow, then, yeah, I'll kiss you. There's no problem with that.
What?
But.
Oh, see?
What?
Uh-huh.
What's the difference?
I'm a good girl and I swallow. And if you are not God a man enough you. To kiss me enough afterwards,
go fuck yourself.
Okay. Shit.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
grossed out by seeing
I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to roll with you, Katie, on this one, Angelo. No offense to the male race here. But I think, yeah, I got to roll with the women on that one.
It's your own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's...
It's not really in there anymore.
Yeah. She swallowed it.
But there could be some on the roof or in between the tooth, and it just drips down.
Fuck it, whatever. You can brush your teeth. You don't mind sticking your penis in something that she pees out of and her poop, ooh, hey, you know, ooh. Like it's around the corner.
You guys are nasty.
I know. Here we got all weird.
So those are the rules to one night stands. We may agree with some, we may not agree with some, but I think for the majority, those are some pretty damn good rules. Yeah. And if you follow them, you may have a successful one night stand and you won't have a stalker. And you could thank the Oddcast for that.
Right.
Because we give advice, damn it. We're here to
and
help.
And remember
the world.
To wear a condom, and then you can thank us for that, too.
Exactly. Yep. You don't want to have
no
some.
No babies.
Yep, exactly.
No 18 babies,
years.
No diseases.
Exactly.
And one thing should not, or should be actually added to that list is.
What's that?
Do not say, I've never done this before.
Oh, because that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. We know that.
That is the funniest thing when a girl turns around. What you do? I don't usually do this.
And they suck the best cock in the world. Yeah. Exactly. On that note, check us out at podtalkers.com.
podtalkers@gmail.com.
RFM.
iTunes.
Yes. And give us ratings on iTunes. We need those ratings.
Give
we
us ratings. Ratings and comments.
We need it. We love you guys. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us.